Do you have a quorum?
Looks like it.
Well, you gotta call the roll.
Gotta call the roll and find out.
Is that 142?
Call it to order?
Yes.
Yeah, call to order.
Okay.
Chuck Anderson.
Presente.
Ankeny Antrim. Rodrigo Argueta requested an excused absence. Fred Blair.
Here.
Lydia Persson.
Here.
Steve Brooks.
Here.
Chris Condon requested an excused absence. John Crumshaw.
Present.
Luis Garcia E. Ivins. Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Tej Graywall.
Presente.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder.
Here, please.
Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Chipasha Luchembe. Brenda Medina and Dutch Merrick each requested excused absences. Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker. Steve Pride.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Ron Spreestersbach.
Presente.
John Wenger.
Here.
Lamont Yeki. 15 present, Madam Chair.
Do we have a quorum? Ground rules for communication, please raise your hand to speak if you are an LSB member, if you're a member of the community. Please wait to speak until the public comment sections. And let's take care of business.
Oh, may I?
Go ahead.
If I may, I was talking with John. I don't know if these are, I don't know if these are on.
Are we recording the meeting?
Yeah. Well, we need that sound to the public so people can hear. You need to put, can you put it closer?
Maybe that's it.
It's not on.
I don't think it's on.
I don't think it's on.
No, it's not on.
I can't hear it.
Yeah, this one's off.
Is that one off too?
That's why I sat here.
You don't want to be heard. You don't want your secrets known.
I'm going to be able to speak.
Thank you. That's the what?
One connected to the other.
Just the white one you got to pull up.
One of these white ones?
No. The white sticker?
The white sticker. Well, my goodness, that, okay. Anyway, I just wanted to, I'm offering to be the timekeeper, if that's okay, and the keeper of the staff. And John had made a good suggestion. You know, there's always a tendency in my case, because I read left to right like most of us do. So I start, no matter where the hands go up, I start going around this way. So I'll try to remember to vary that so that when the hands go up, I'll sometimes start over here and go around this way as well as the other way. Was that sort of one idea that?
That's one idea, yeah.
I don't know if my mind will take more than that.
And the other idea was simply to favor the principle of favoring the people who haven't spoken before. Because some of us are real fast and.
Yeah, yeah.
And others may be more thoughtful. And so we should, in general, favor the people who haven't spoken most recently.
I will try to do that. Yes, John?
And Jim, I would add that on controversial issues, you would actively seek pro and con.
Yes, that certainly. Thank you. Good. And remind me if I forget.
Is there any objection to timekeeper? So we did skip, we do have to do excused absence requests, but we just took care of item D. Thank you, Jim. Do you got a watch?
Well, this is better. I love your thing. Because your thing is perfect.
No, back to trying to.
There you go. Stop, and it doesn't log out anymore. So you just go start, stop. Oh, can we give a time limit for a speaker?
2 minutes?
Wait, we're skipping excused absence request.
Excused absence.
Piece 3916.
Ms. Novick?
I think it's usually 90 seconds on speakers. I was going to move to accept the request for excused absences.
Second.
Is there any objection?
No, obviously.
Okay.
Okay.
And who do we have?
What was the question?
As the excused absences.
With the requests, we're from?
Yes.
Mr. Secretary?
Argueta, Condon, Medina, and Merrick.
And who?
Ankeny.
Merrick?
Merrick.
And Ankeny?
I don't think she.
I didn't get one.
I didn't get anything.
And what?
Argueta, Condon, Medina, Merrick.
No.
So there was an objection, so we'll take a vote. If you're in favor of excusing the absence request, please. Raise your hand.
I vowed never to vote for excuse absence to, for people who didn't take my permission to excuse absence.
Say that a little louder.
No, I vowed going forward because it was always a courtesy that we accepted someone's excuse. That the last time I had excused absence, some of those people voted to not accept it. So I will never be voting for them in the future. They don't give me the courtesy, I don't give them the courtesy.
Oh, I see.
So that's a motion to amend the...
No, it's just a vote.
No, he's just not going to vote to accept the...
He'd
like each one so that he can... Yeah, I understand.
The cost of what they did.
No, I got it. Makes perfect sense. So could you read them one at a time, Chuck?
Is that a separate motion?
Not a separate motion, what's that? Go ahead, John. Read them again and we'll vote on them one at a time. That's what you want us to do, right, Steve?
Yeah.
Going alphabetically, the first is Rodrigo Argueta.
Is there any objection to approving the request for an excused absence? Okay, we'll take a vote. If you're in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes? Objections?
Or no's.
Or no's, 1, 2. Abstentions? 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, motion carries.
What is that number, please?
Yeses are 9, the noes are 2, the abstentions are 3.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. People were praying in the car. Could you say it again, please? John?
The yeses are 9, the noes are 2, the abstentions are 3.
Okay, thank you.
Next. But we're still... Did somebody abstain because we're a vote short?
Well...
Just move on.
I didn't vote.
I think there were 4 abstentions you counted 3.
I abstained. Did you get my abstention?
Yes. Could you ask for the abstentions again?
Abstentions?
Let's move on.
All right.
People don't have to vote.
There's no loss.
That's true.
So.
The second going out, the Chris Condon is the second.
Is there any objection?
To Chris Condon's?
Yeah. Kate, there's an objection. We'll take a vote. If you're in favor of excusing his request for an absence, if you're in favor, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes, noes, 1, 2, noes, abstentions, 1, 2, 3, 4, abstentions.
So that's 7, two, yes, there's 7, the noes are 2, the abstentions are 4.
Motion carries.
Next.
Brenda Medina?
Brenda Medina.
Is there any objection?
Any objections?
Okay, seeing none.
Move on.
Mr. Merrick?
No.
Is there any objection to excusing Mr. Merrick? One. Okay, take a vote. If you are in favor of excusing Mr. Merrick's request for an excused absence, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, noes? 2 noes, abstentions, 2 abstentions, 3 abstentions, excuse me. Motion carries. Okay, that completes item number 1C. Only thing left on item number 1D is the time limit for speaking is 90 seconds. That's next
after. Can you speak to the mic? We can't hear over here.
The only part left on item number 1D was the time limit for speaking, which is at 90 seconds per speaker. Okay. Any, with no, without, a, if there's no objection. Okay.
Whoops.
Agenda approval. You just click the button.
I'd like to amend the agenda.
Okay.
Our executive session is designed to give us an hour to discuss the output of our GM search committee meeting this morning. And in that meeting, we selected a preliminary pool of candidates. And I believe this is premature for the following reason. The general manager, and I've discussed this with Zuberi, and I think he agrees with the concept. The issue is
agenda approved.
The issue is
you want to move to amend.
I want to move to amend, and my amendment is as follows. My amendment is that we do not have this discussion right now because we do not have a permanent ED, and the ED's got to work with the general manager, and right now, we don't know who that new ED is. The general manager is hired by the ED. And so, since Zuberi is doing a good job, in my estimation, where it's not critical, he can run the station. He's handicapped by the fact we do not have financials. They are coming in. He says we're almost done. And so let's not choose and recommend candidates for general manager to go to an ED who is currently a secretary of a union who's been on the board for 4 years. That we need a professional ED to choose a professional general manager to work with them. So that's only logical, and that's why I think we should not rush ahead. And if we care about our station, we need to take care of it. We should not count on the national office taking care of our station for us. We need to do this. And additionally, our process is defective. We haven't even checked the references of these candidates. So it's irresponsible to go ahead without checking our references. In the past, we've had the national office check our references, and it hasn't been good enough. If we care about our station, we need to do the work, check the references, and have a real ED do the hiring.
Okay. There was no time is up. There was no suggestion for an amendment to the agenda during that minute and a half.
Yes, no, he did. He wants to move. He wants to move to not consider.
Oh, to eliminate it.
Point of order. It's out of order. That's for a different meeting that starts at later in the agenda.
No, it's not out of order because we the governor.
We called on.
I'd like to.
I'm saying it's out of order and the chair needs to rule.
Point of order.
And I'd like to speak to that.
That's not business. It's not on our business for the open session.
Point of order, Chair.
Tesh?
There was a point of order from Ms. Kaufman first.
Well, I'm just going to disagree that this is on our agenda and that we can cancel that part of the agenda right here, right now.
Okay, so to eliminate that item number.
We don't want that item on the agenda.
Okay, and there was, Mr. Reyes had the floor with the point of order.
Yeah, I just think it's completely inappropriate to put Mr. Zuberi in the crosshairs of the process that's taking place. And I think it's very unethical to do so. So I would hope that Dr. Wenger rethink his digression and really consider not doing what he intends to do.
That's not really a point of order. But anyway,
okay, excuse me. Give me 1 second, please. The item that they're talking about is the...
I understand what I'm asking.
I know. Where is it on the agenda?
Who else wants to be heard on this?
To the bottom.
Roman numeral 11. Okay. That's the item you're requesting to strike.
Right.
Is that right?
Put my glasses
on. That's your motion?
Yeah, and I have a point. That's actually number 12. Excuse me, number
11. And 12.
Number 11. And I do have a point of order.
Go ahead, Dr. Wenger.
The point of order is this agenda was written by the Governance Committee, which is a subset of this LSB. And since the Governance Committee submits it to the approval of the LSB is free to change it, and including cancel it or postpone it for 1 month or until we have a special meeting, until we actually have a real ED. So that's my proposal, and we absolutely can do it.
Thank you. Mr. Noda.
I have a point of order. The LSB as a whole did vote to set that executive session for that time certain at its last meeting. It wasn't just the Governance Committee.
A little louder, Mike, or whatever. I can't.
The LSB at its last meeting voted to set the executive session at a time certain at this meeting, at its last meeting. That was not the action of the Governance Committee.
So is that true, John?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Crenshaw?
Actually, I left.
So we have to vote on his name.
We can always amend the agenda.
Yes.
I'll wait until the timekeeper is ready. I, as a member of this committee, have served on it for a number of months, and today I raised an objection to the meeting. I feel that it was illegitimate for the meeting to go forward. When I had raised the objection, I had a meeting, Sunday morning church, which I go to, which Michael ignored. And I think that was completely out of line.
Also, allowing 2 hours, only 2 hours, for this very, very important decision is very important. And we promised each candidate that the decision would be made by the ED. We do not yet have an executive director. Therefore, we are not in a position to move forward. We should take the time that is required to honestly evaluate the decisions that will be made and to have extensive discussions about those issues. So I think that my concern is that it's so egregious. Will you give me a little extra time?
No, we're just making sure you're seconding the motion. We just want to be clear up here.
I just wanted extra time because the chair was talking to the secretary.
Please, go ahead.
Thank you. What I was about to suggest is that it seems that the candidates who have been selected, and perhaps those who are in the larger pool, should be notified of the process that is followed, in which section after section, agreement after agreement, has been scuttled. For example, we have no minutes, although four members of the committee requested minutes. The secretary never produced them. When have you been on an important committee like this in which no minutes were
all right,
produced?
In fairness, you just had 15 seconds.
On the committee, you left.
Can we ask who, was there a second to Dr. Wenger's motion?
Yes, I was second.
Okay.
He was second.
Okay.
Call the question.
And I would request a roll call vote on this. This is very important. The fate of our station.
I call the question and a roll call vote.
Point of order.
Ms. Coffin?
Well, it's been called.
Was Mr. Lafferty called on to call the question?
Oh, come on.
He was the only one that raised his hand.
He's trying to be helpful.
No, I mean, he can't just call out and call the question. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Excuse
me. Let's move forward. Let's take the vote.
Oh, dear me. Go ahead, Jeff.
I'm saying give Lafferty a break.
Thank you. Go ahead. So,
do you want to reiterate the motion? Just one second. Do you want to reiterate the motion so everybody knows what we're voting
sure.
on?
Sure.
The motion is to strike item number 11 and 12.
And postpone it to next month.
And postpone it to next month's April meeting.
Correct. Yeah. And I guess take a comma, or until we have a new ED. Because that's the real issue. We don't have an ED to hire his team.
Thank you.
Is that two conditionals or one?
No.
Which is it? To the next meeting or until we have an ED? I need to know which is it.
Whichever occurs first.
Whichever occurs first.
No,
because the next meeting can well automatically. Okay, that.
Let's just make it until we have a new ED. That's the logical thing. That's the driver.
Now, this is when the ED is hired, seated, or what? What constitutes a new? What constitutes a new ED? When describe when their a new ED exists?
When they sign their contract, they can have our pool. I'm not going to amend that, but that's the logic of it.
They can say seated, right?
Okay, we'll take a roll call vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Reyes.
I was just asked by one of the listeners if they could comment before on the vote, before this vote. I know it's a procedure vote, but
we're trying to approve the agenda.
Yeah,
once we approve the agenda, we
point of order.
We don't have not approved.
Point of order. I think that it's
Mr. Crumshaw, there you go.
Point of order may be called out without being acknowledged by the chair. I believe that it's very important to have input from members of the public, and if they're asking for input, we should provide that.
And point of information?
Dr. Wenger?
Isn't it well-established, long-established policy of the board that this goes back at least 10 years, that the listeners get to comment before every substantive vote, and this is highly substantive?
Is it? We could take
just
2 minutes of public comment. So can we do 3 minutes?
Just let him speak.
Oh, there's only one. Okay. Yeah. 90 seconds for speaker.
The
public has the floor.
Public has the floor.
It needs an amendment of the agenda. I'm sorry, folks.
Sorry, everyone. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. Just want to say, want to note that even though the board voted to put this on, as Michael said, there was no notice of this in the either on air, to my knowledge, or online.
False.
I checked it after the management meeting, and after the governance meeting, I mean, and I just didn't see it. That's an additional reason I would suggest that you not have an executive session today without reference to the other issues raised.
Thank you.
It was posted a month ago.
It was posted.
You have to read more closely.
Secretary of State said it was posted 1 month ago. Okay, thank you. So we'll move to the roll call vote, please.
What is the vote on right now?
To strike the executive session for today.
And reschedule after a new IDs, a new executive director signs a contract. All right.
Roll call vote.
Chuck Anderson.
No.
Ankeny Antrim.
Absent.
Fred Blair.
Pass.
What?
I couldn't.
He passed.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan.
No.
Steve Brooks.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Pass.
Luis Garcia E. Ivins. Ariana Gladney.
No.
Tej Gray, I'll return to the chair if needed. Kim Kaufman.
Yes, for your men, yes, yeah.
Fred Klunder.
No.
Jim Lafferty.
No.
Chipasha Luchembe, not present. Michael Novick.
No.
No John Parker. Steve Pride.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Ron Spriestersbach.
No.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Lamont Yakey, not present. We had, going back for the passes, Fred Blair, you passed.
Yes.
How do you vote?
Yes.
John Crumshaw, you passed. How do you vote?
Yes.
Is there any member present on neglected call?
Six.
The yeses are 6, the noes are 8, the abstentions are 0. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
No.
What is the vote, please?
The yeses are 6, the noes are 8, abstentions are 0.
The motion fails. Are there any other requests for amendments to the agenda? Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second. Is there any objection?
I have an amendment.
Okay, taking a call for that. What is your amendment?
My amendment is to do away with the P&B reports to facilitate more time, the same time allotment to the...
Louder.
Yeah, because we're so far behind.
Use the mic.
Okay, eliminate item number 5 and spend that 30 minutes where?
In the executive session.
Okay.
But I don't think, yeah. We won't make it.
Point of order. I'm not hearing what's going on.
Yeah, we didn't hear what's happening.
Can someone pass the lady the microphone, please?
Pass the microphone.
Guys?
Use the mic,
yeah,
please.
It's difficult to hear. Pass the microphone.
First,
use
I'd like to take
please
a vote on that.
Use the mic.
Yeah, but
okay,
use the vote.
Can we
clarify?
Okay, excuse me.
Don't pass.
Please, since we started more than half an hour late, I'm recommending that we eliminate the PMD reports. So that we can start executive session on time.
Is there a second to her motion?
Second.
Is there any objection?
Yes, there's an objection.
Okay.
I can speak to that objection. It's
long, go
ahead, well-established policy that we don't keep canceling the P&B reports. All the LSBs run in the dark because we don't know what's going on. And one of the things I like to hear reported is the latest info on the selection of an ED.
And we need a new time certain of 2:30.
I spent less time in the parking lot.
We'll need a time certain of 2:30 instead of 3. For that to happen.
Time certain for what to happen?
If we extend the meeting, if the...
No.
Do you want it to end later or start sooner?
No. I just want to, my motion is simply to eliminate the PMB reports. It took 30 minutes and we started more than 30 minutes
that's
late.
That's an argument. That's
okay.
Can't change notice time.
Can we vote?
What? Go ahead.
Okay, so there was an objection. So we'll vote on Ms. Prezant's motion.
Can we please have
strike
a roll call on that?
Number
yeah, let's
five
have some discussion.
There's better roll call with question to vote.
Okay.
So I would want to say that as a former member of the PNB, it's one of the most important times that we have because it's the connection that we have between our local station board and what happens at the national level. We need to know that in order to be a good governing body, and therefore it's absolutely essential. Since we only have, I believe, two directors here, that time will be cut in half automatically. So I think we should go forward and listen to what the directors have to tell us about what's happening at the national level.
Okay. Mr. Reyes?
There was another request for public comment on this item.
Mr. Brooks?
I was just going to say that I think we shouldn't be messing with the public.
A little louder, Steve.
I think that
use
we
the mic. Mic check.
I think we shouldn't forget that the public is here and that they should hear the PNB reports because that's our only opportunity to hear about it.
The public was here on time as well. And just a reminder.
The chair should not debate the issue.
Excuse me, I'm not debating. I'm giving. This is the fact.
So don't shush me. Don't speak out of turn.
Point of order.
You're not going to play that game today.
Are you making
okay
a phone call?
Excuse me.
Are you making a phone call? Go outside and make the goddamn phone call.
Please don't.
Excuse me. Okay. We'll take a vote on Ms. Prezant's motion to strike item number five. It's a roll call vote.
What happened? This is substantive. What about the
roll call vote?
What about the public comment?
Excuse me.
What about it?
Are you going
to vote on whether to have it or not?
You didn't schedule.
Let him
excuse
speak
me.
Roll call vote.
We're going on to a roll call vote.
Without the public comment.
Shame on us.
There's so many sections for it.
So many times here for roll call. Shame. And your side has been so diligent about listening to the public. I'm shocked.
No comments, please.
No comments, please.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not going to put up with his assholism.
Oh,
yeah, assholism is the word you're looking for.
Language.
You're behaving like a flaming asshole.
We're moving up. Roll call vote.
Okay. All right. Is that? Does everyone know what they're voting for?
Yes.
To strike item number five, yes, if you are in favor. No, if you are objected.
What about the public comment?
What about it?
We're taking a roll call
vote.
Vote
right now.
Chuck Anderson.
You're out of order.
Pass.
I'm kidding, aren't you present? Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Prezant.
For your motion.
Oh, yes.
Steve Brooks.
No to eliminate PMB reports.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Klunder.
Yes, please.
Jim Lafferty.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes.
Pass.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Yes.
John Wenger.
No.
And going back for passes, Chuck Anderson, you
yes
passed. Lawrence Reyes, you passed. How do you vote? Is there any member present that I neglected to call?
This was on the minutes are for the PNB are online? Are those minutes are public? For PNB minutes?
Well, yeah, but so, I don't know if all of them are. So
okay.
Anyway.
What's the vote, Jeff?
I'll send them a sender.
That way they can have access.
The yeses are 8, the noes are 4, and the abstentions are 2.
So the motion carries. Are there any other proposed amendments to the agenda or non-agenda approval? And there was a motion to...
Yes, I made a motion to approve the agenda.
As amended. And who seconded? I think Fred did.
Fred did.
Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Okay, seeing none, we'll move forward. The agenda's been approved. So we'll make sure to keep the time. Next item, minutes approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Which minutes?
August 20.
And February 18.
Well, I suggest two separate votes. On August.
Oh, okay.
I'm only seconding, and I assumed you meant only August 20th.
Ms. Kaufman?
I have to object to these unquorum meetings.
We're not on that.
We're not on that yet.
We're on August 20th.
That is only August 20th at this point.
I'm looking at August 20th.
Okay.
The first sentence is, in lieu of the scheduled special budget meeting, which failed to make quorum, an unquorumed LSB was held. There is nothing, no such thing as an unquorumed LSB meeting. An unquorumed meeting is not a meeting. There is no such thing as an unquorumed LSB meeting. It fails to be a LSB meeting if there's no quorum.
The August 20th.
Excuse me, Mr. Clinton.
I object to these minutes.
Okay.
How
who
hard
had
is it to get understanding?
Their hand raised. Mr. Reyes.
I don't think it's too difficult to understand that a meeting is convened. Thank you. Is convened whether to determine what a quorum was made or not. And if quorum wasn't made, that's what's reported, and what's allowed to proceed from there is the scheduling of the next meeting.
Thank you. Ms. Prezon?
Excuse me. So we could have a meeting scheduled on that date, failed to make quorum. Therefore, roll call was taken to determine the failure to make quorum. Period.
That should be important. Point of order.
Mr. Crenshaw?
You do not have to call.
I would like to keep the order here. Thank you. I'll be chairing.
You don't call for order according to Roberts, which is our guiding document. And a point of order can be made. In Roberts, what happens with a quorum is that the chair takes a head count, determining that there is not a quorum. The meeting, the non-quorumed gathering sets the agenda, sets the time and place for the next meeting of the body, period. There is no roll call.
Can you call for a second for my amendment?
What's the amendment?
The amendment is the scheduled LSB meeting of August, whatever that date was, failed to make quorum. Roll call was taken to determine the failure to make quorum. Or to determine quorum, sorry.
Mr. Crenshaw with a con. There was a pro on this side. There was a second con?
Yes, I have my hand up.
I'm clear. Go ahead.
You do not take roll call if there is no.
Oh, sorry, you were the second con. We already have two cons. Sorry.
Whatever. Okay, can you set my time now, please, without interruptions?
We can't have three cons.
It's okay.
Can I speak?
Just let her talk.
Are you setting it now, Jim?
I prefer not
to be interrupted.
Yes, don't we all? Yes, it's set.
Okay. You do not take a roll call if no meeting has been convened. you, as Mr. Crenshaw said, you take a head count. There is no roll call in a meeting that does not make quorum. I'm sorry. I'm going to amend this language to say the meeting of August 20th did not make quorum, period. The next meetings and committee meetings were set, period. And you can list when those were set, period. No roll call, no names on there. That's inappropriate. You want to shame people, go shame them someplace else. But not on here, because it's not according to Robert's rules. Okay?
Mr.
That is my amendment.
We have three questions.
That's my further or substitute to Lydia's language.
Can I ask a question on my behalf?
What is the question?
What the heading of the document should be? If it's not a meeting, what the heading of the document should be? If it's, you know, meeting.
Well, I think I'm going to clarify that, if I may. Clever languaging from my esteemed friend, Mr. Crenshaw, in injecting a head count as opposed to a roll call. You got to call roll in order to determine whether there's going to be a quorum or not. You could, you know, cleverly say it's a head count.
We're at time.
It's roll call. Because every member's name is called.
We are at time on this item, so we need to take a...
I move to extend 3 minutes, and I have a point of information.
Okay, so you have two motions on the floor right now, Ms. Kaufman?
I have one motion.
Okay, there's...
And
then a motion to extend.
She's asking a question.
Okay. I have a point of information.
Point of orders.
Time is over.
I was in the middle of...
She had a point of information.
Oh, then I'll follow up with my point of order.
Can Mr. Novick explain to us what they do in the elections committee when there is no quorum on the elections committee?
The elections committee, many other committees meet telephonically, and we always call the roll to determine whether there's a quorum.
Thank you. Mr. Lafferty has the floor at this time.
I'm not finished.
It's not a cross debate.
This is not, my question was not answered. Do they produce minutes?
It's not satisfying. Excuse me.
Are we out of time on this item?
We are at time. Mr. Lafferty has a point of order. Excuse me.
I did not get my question answered properly.
Yes, there are minutes.
Excuse me. Can we stop the cross debate, please? Mr. Lafferty has the floor.
This is such a shameful meeting. I'm going to participate as little as possible.
We were at time.
Go ahead with the games.
Jim, would you cue me, please?
Of course. Hold on. Give me a second.
We're at time on this item.
In fact, it's 1 hour and 15 minutes and a 10-minute item. But okay. What the hell?
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just
I'm timing you.
I have a point of information.
We're at time.
I move to extend.
We are at time.
And I have a point of information which will resolve this. It'd be useful to hear it. It's real quick. Might this dilemma be solved by taking this information and attaching it to the next quorum meeting as a note? I mean, this alleged meeting, whether or not it was a real meeting or not, you know, we can debate about that. But I don't think it matters too much because everybody agrees.
We have to take the vote.
A point of information.
Okay, we need to take the vote.
The point of information, can't this information be moved to the next meeting as a note?
We can still debate. That's
okay.
How about I move the table? Move the table. Hold.
5 seconds.
Okay, there's a motion to table it.
Second.
Debatable.
You guys can't keep taking.
I know all these
all
motions
stuff after
are.
One time is up. The only one that you could take is the one to at the same time.
Okay, so we'll take this. Excuse me. I'd like to speak. We'll take to extend time. We'll take that motion.
Oh my God.
To extend the time.
That's
okay. Is there
order.
Any objection? Excuse me. I'm speaking. Is there any objection?
Point of order.
To extend. How much time would you like to extend?
3 minutes. I move to table it.
But you are having
that's not a point of order. I'm sorry.
You have a motion.
It's a point of order.
Okay, there's a motion to extend for 3 minutes.
I moved to table it. Or
no, the motion.
He seconded.
We're at time.
Table.
Excuse me.
Well, that's true.
We are at time.
We were at time before.
Okay. We're going to take
Listen.
A vote if there's a motion. If there's a motion to extend for 3 minutes. Is there any objection to extending for 3 minutes? Okay, we'll take a vote. If you are in favor of extending 3 minutes, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. In favor of extending.
Is it to table it or to, is this to extend it for 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
Please don't yell. Just explain.
We got it. Yeah, we're just trying to be heard. It's hard to hear.
It is.
Okay. If you are if you are against extending for 3 minutes, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Opposed. 8. Opposed. 1. Can you raise your hands again if you're opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Opposed. Abstentions. 1. Okay. So we need, the motion fails to extend for 3 minutes, so we'll take the vote.
Point of information, what are we voting on?
We are voting on approving the minutes from 8:20 and the 8:20 unquorumed meeting and the February 18th minutes.
No, my amendment.
I'm sorry. Okay, we're at time on this item overall. So we got to vote. Okay, we'll vote on your amendment.
Okay. I already read it 3 times.
Point of order, why is somebody over there, you know, being able to speak and not have to be called?
Excuse me, please allow me to chair the meeting.
Yes,
can you stop using the mic until you've raised your hand, please? We've had rules of communication. Thank you.
But I have,
okay.
John has
I'm getting clarifying. I'm clarifying.
What, please describe what the rules for speaking are. Do only the people over here need to raise their hands, or what? Please describe the procedure for speaking.
The attention is closed.
This is a shame.
Okay,
I'm clarifying. Can you clarify, Lydia?
Yeah, John has it.
Okay.
That's all we were trying to get was the actual words.
I
you don't have it? Okay.
Oh, wait. I don't have the full thing. Once more, you all said it's failed to make quorum, and that's already in. It's already in it. So what's
the
different?
Local station board meeting scheduled for
8:20.
Failed to make quorum. Roll call was taken to determine quorum. That's not the whole. I'm not replacing all of the language. Just that the portion that. The first line that described an unquorumed LSB meeting. That's what I'm rewording.
Point of order.
So wait, you're adding the text that the roll was called and quorum failed.
Point of order.
Ms. Kaufman.
My amendment gets voted on first, correct?
We just did.
No, we did not.
3 minute extension.
We voted on that.
Okay.
3 minute extension.
So we have to vote because we're at time on this item. We need to vote.
Because you don't have the language. If he doesn't have your language.
Okay, thank you. We will vote on your amendment.
I have it now.
Okay, the amendment, Ms. Kaufman's amendment is to.
To add the phrase, the roll was called in the first paragraph of the minutes.
That is not my amendment.
We are at time.
No, that's her amendment.
But my amendment, my substitute becomes before her amendment.
Please repeat it.
You didn't catch it.
No.
Okay, can we get
going?
There's
two. The meeting of August 20 did not make quorum. That's in it right now. So I need, could you give me more? Do you want to strike out what you don't want off paper? Or feel free.
We are spending 20 minutes on item number one.
I will repeat it.
30 minutes.
Wait, let her repeat it.
The scheduled special budget meeting of blah, blah, blah failed to make quorum, period. The next meetings were set and you put down the meetings. And the special budget meeting, period. You take out the names of the people who were there in order to shame them. Or to shame the people that weren't, you leave those out. It was not a roll call, it was a head count. You don't call roll until a meeting is convened and you know there's quorum. So again, the schedule special budget meeting failed to make quorum, period.
So much freaking business.
These meetings were set, period, and you list the meetings. You can say 11 members were present or showed
no.
No. Okay.
And can I ask you what the heading of what would you like these minutes are a record of? Just so I
don't have
meeting scheduled for August 20th, 2014, or whatever it was.
Can I, could you repeat? I didn't hear
that's
that.
That's fine. What, you know, meeting scheduled LSB meeting of August 20th. You take out?
No, the heading, in bold letters.
How many times can we say it, John?
Let's move
meeting
on.
Scheduled
can we just keep it as if she doesn't have a
call the roll?
Leave it as is.
Yeah. Call the roll.
John, the meeting schedule, and you take out an unquorumed meeting was called to order. You don't call to order an unquorumed meeting.
John, just please take the roll.
Please.
Do you have the language?
KBF's case scheduled meeting.
Failed to make quorum.
That's the title.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No, that's the first sentence.
She's not mentioned anything about the title. Leave the title.
Discussion.
If it sounds ridiculous, let it be ridiculous. We'll vote on it.
John?
We've got enough problems.
This is an athlete.
I mean, she doesn't know her own language.
Excuse me, please make sure you're called on. I have not called on anybody.
Please call the roll.
Can you call the roll on this motion? Everybody's heard the motion.
Have a show of hands.
We don't need to edit. If she's not editing it,
somebody
leave it alone.
For a roll call.
Just call the name.
Is there any objection to Ms. Kaufman?
Yes.
Okay, there's an objection. Okay, we'll take.
Call the roll.
We're going to have a roll call vote on amendment?
Yes.
Thank you.
Correct.
Who called for that?
Somebody called for
it. Did someone actually call for it?
Somebody shouted it out.
That's fine. That's fine. I want people to know that people don't read Robert's rules and have no respect.
Thank you. Excuse me. You have not been called up. Excuse me.
It's great.
Yeah. Excuse me, Mr. Reyes, you do not have the floor. Nope. The secretary has the floor.
Let's vote.
Chuck Anderson.
Pass.
Fred Blair.
Pass.
Lee Brazon.
No.
Steve Brooks.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
No.
That was a subway meeting.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Fred Klunder.
No.
Jim Lafferty.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
Steve Pride.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Ron Spriestersbach.
No.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Chuck Anderson.
No.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
The yeses are 6, the noes are 8, the abstentions are 0. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
She doesn't vote except to make a record.
I can vote.
I don't think that's actually...
Robert's
rule says that Chair hides their neutrality by not voting. It doesn't say they don't vote except...
Excuse me, thank you, the motion...
Thank you, John.
...fails. Okay, next, so we're on to Lydia's main motion.
Okay.
We're at...
No, go ahead.
Can you read Brazon's motion? Oh, okay, we'll take a vote. Is there any objection to Ms. Brazon's motion?
No, okay. I object. Okay. There's an objection
to
everything.
Call the question.
We're waiting for a vote. Okay, if you are in favor of Ms. Brazon's motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes, noes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 noes. There's no abstentions. Okay, the motion carries. Okay, announcements? Oh, we're out of time, sorry.
We're
out of time.
We're just going to vote now on the full agenda.
We already...
As amended. That was an amendment to the agenda. That, you're voting
no,
on.
No, that was minutes approval. We already voted on it.
I'm sorry. Okay.
So we're on scheduling location, announcement of meetings. The next governance meeting is Monday, April 13th, 7:30 p.m. here at the Peace Center. The next Finance Committee meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the radio station. The next local station board meeting is a Wednesday evening meeting scheduled for April the 15th at 7 p.m. here at the Peace Center. Anybody here from the Outreach Committee with an update? Mr. Anderson, do you have a date for the next meeting?
16th.
The 16th? April 16th. Thank you. A location?
The station.
A time?
7 p.m.
Okay, 7 p.m. at the station, April 16th, which is a Thursday. Thank you.
That was Outreach?
Yes. Personnel Committee, can I finish, please?
Go ahead.
Personnel Committee, is there a member from the Personnel Committee present with a location, date, time announcement?
Nobody signed up for the Personnel Committee but me, and this is the Personnel Committee's evaluating the...
I thought I signed up on that.
Can you finish, please?
Not on the sheet that I saw. The only okay, task of the Personnel Committee is to evaluate the general manager and the program director. And we're not allowed to evaluate interim program managers.
Okay, thank you.
So, national board.
Excuse me. Okay, we're in announcements. Thank you. Program Oversight Committee. Is there a member here from the Program Oversight Committee? Not present. So it's to be determined. PNB Committee of Inclusion. Is there a time for the next announcement?
I mean, I just have a bunch of information.
I'm in the middle of asking, getting information first. Okay, nobody's here. Ms. Kaufman had a point of information first.
Point of order. Well, point of order, we didn't approve the minutes of February 18th.
Time was up on that item. So we had to take vote with whatever was left.
Point of order, I just looked at them. This motion to approve the meetings that were just approved was tabled at the last meeting, and it was not untabled. Nobody read the minutes. That was tabled and should not have been up here to vote on until it was untabled.
Is that a point of order?
We're moving on. That's a point of order.
Thank you.
You were out of order in voting on that.
Noted.
Thank you. Dr. Wenger?
Yeah, my question is it really true that the PNB directed the LSB to not do that portion of its job, such as evaluating interim employees? I think that's essential to our job, and we should be evaluating all of these interim employees because it's just, we're dereliction of duty. So my question really has two parts. Lydia, can you make this thing go away and get us that power back? Because that's part
it's
of our-
It's not a PNB motion. It was the advice from their manual, and this came from Arlene Engelhardt.
Thank you. Okay. We need to get to our agenda.
I'd like to see that in writing.
Okay, we're moving on. Implementation follow-up action items. For the PNB Los Angeles in-person meeting dates and unionized hotels. We've got 5 minutes on this item.
You want me to, Lydia, do you want to report on it? You want me to report on it?
Are you on a committee?
I have nothing to report.
Mr.
Reyes, go ahead.
Okay, so two more dates have been added to the pool. Not all of the PNB members responded the first time. We've extended it to respond to more. There was, I think, some question as to whether the dates that Lawrence inquired about was Memorial Day weekend, or if the weekend after that inflates the price. Of the rooms, it was $10 more.
Yeah, it brings it down 15.
Okay, well, but regardless, it was about the dates and the airlines, of course, at that time. So we decided to add the 2 weeks in June, and so now we're up to the very latest it can be is at June 11th weekend. And so we're asking the PNB members. And so as soon as they respond, they have 1 week to respond. The email was sent out on Friday, so we won't know until next Friday what we want. As many PNB members, obviously, to be present as possible, so that's where we are.
Thank you.
What are the dates, please?
We don't know yet. Okay. We're going to move on to our general manager's report, general manager's summary and report. We've got 30 minutes on this item. The first 5 minutes, please.
Goes to you.
First five minutes.
Okay. Shall I give you a warning at certain points or what?
Give me like a 3 minute.
Then 1 minute.
Then 1 minute.
Okay.
That'll work.